You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Rasmus Lindgren, author of The Lifestyle Business Rockstar, Quit Your 9-to-5, Kick Ass, Work Less, and Live More, which is a guide to prioritizing your life and achieving work-life balance by starting a lifestyle business. Rasmus, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much for having me, Eric.
Yeah, good to have you. So you wrote the book on lifestyle business, but what is a lifestyle business really, and how does it differentiate itself from other types of businesses?
Well, it's a good question. I mean, I didn't come up with the actual term lifestyle business. I guess someone more clever than me did that. So I guess there are a lot of different interpretations of the word out there and what people are really putting into the word. But essentially, for me at least, it's a business that will support your desired lifestyle. That's the term I use and definition I use. So a business that supports your desired lifestyle. And also in the book, I use something called the 4S model to define the lifestyle business. And the 4S is simple to set up. It means that really it should be easy to set up a business like this. It shouldn't take, you know, months of your time or years perhaps of your time, and shouldn't really be that expensive to set up, where you have venture capital and all of that. And it should also, the second S, it should be small in size. So we're not actually aiming at a big company here. And not that I have anything against, you know, big companies. I guess you get a lot of big companies on your show as well. It's just that most of the time, it's basically just you utilizing or leveraging outsourced people in the business. And the third S I use to define a lifestyle business is really it should be scalable. You should have scaling built into it. That means that you can automate big parts of your business so you can really, you know, focus on your life. And that's actually the fourth S in the model. It's secondary to your life, and that's a bit of controversy that your business too should be secondary to your life goals. But that's how I define it using this model here.
Now, what was the inspiration behind your book, The Lifestyle Business Rockstar?
I mean, I guess a lot of books are coming out, and a lot of them are inspired by the four-hour work week by Timothy Ferriss. I mean, at least I was. I read it, you know, in the beginning of 2008, and back then I had just started a company with a partner, and we were doing well, and we were making money, and, you know, money is always good to have. So it wasn't really the right time for me. But then I, you know, got my first kid, and I have two now. And it was really, you know, it made me look at my life and just say, well, I need to change something here, because I was making good money, but I was working all the time. And I really wanted, you know, be there for my kids and, you know, be that perfect dad for them. So I needed something had to change. So I sold my shares in the company and basically just started up by myself from scratch. And I started out doing some smaller businesses targeting mainly the small business segment here in Denmark where I live. And that went fairly well. And I started working, well, less and less, I would say. So in 2012, I was working perhaps, I think it was 4 months out of the whole year in total. And people started asking me about, you know, why I was such a lazy bum and didn't work all the time. So it basically came out of I wanted a book that focused on the business aspects, on how you build these automatable businesses that can really, you know, make you work less and make you able to focus on your life and live that life you really want, and not be that entrepreneur to where you're trying to build this big company where you get venture capital and all of that. So it was basically a lot of people calling me a lazy bum. And then I thought, well, I better write down some thoughts about this.
Now, what is the first thing someone should do if they wanted to start a lifestyle business?
Well, it's in the book title, right? It's Kick Ass. No, basically, you probably, I would, the first thing you should really do is focus on the life you want to be living. For me, it was to have more time with my kids and be able to travel more. So I really like Thailand, for instance, and I wanted to be able to spend more time in Thailand with my kids because, you know, the winters here in Denmark are really crappy. So I just, you know, thought I would like to spend my my winters in Thailand. So that was just, you know, my life on what I wanted. So what you need to figure out for yourself is what is the life you really want to live for yourself. And then once you have defined, you know, the life you really want to live, you should basically go out and copy a business model that already is working. You shouldn't go out and reinvent the wheel here or anything like that. Copy what works, because once you copy a business model that is already working, then you can focus on just creating value for your customers. So instead of going out and getting, you know, the perfect idea or anything like that, go out and copy a business model that has already been proven. And then, you know, go into a market that has already been proven. Some people are already afraid, always afraid of having, you know, competitors and all of that. Competitors are actually not a bad thing because it proves there is a market for your idea. So that's the two things I would do. You know, focus on the life you really want to live, and then copy a business model that is already working in a proven market.
Sounds good to me. Now, today we're joined by Rasmus Lindgren, author of The Lifestyle Business Rockstar, Quit Your 9-to-5, Kick-Ass Work Less, and Live More, which is a guide to prioritizing your life and achieving work-life balance by starting a lifestyle business here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Rasmus, how does one get the perfect business idea?
Well, I started a little bit on it before, but, you know, first off, I don't really believe in good ideas versus bad ideas, because you know what? I probably had, you know, the first 10 brilliant ideas when I was on the can this morning. But a lot of people are saying they're getting, you know, all these great ideas. But until you've actually, you know, tried to implement that idea, you can't really tell if it's a good or a bad idea. So a lot of people approaching me are saying, well, I got this idea, Rasmus. Is it a good idea or a bad idea? Should I follow it or shouldn't I follow it? And I'm basically saying to them, you know, try it out. And if you fail, you've learned something, and you won't do that mistake again in your next business. So it's really not about, you know, finding the perfect business idea. It's more of just, you know, going with one idea and trying to implement it. And then, you know, once you've tried that, then you can say if it was a good idea or a bad idea. In retrospect, we could probably say that Facebook was a good idea. But, you know, we couldn't have said that up front. And I'm sure that a lot of people, you know, condemning the Facebook idea before it ever got started. But today, and I think there's a guy named Mark who can laugh at us all. So it's not really about good ideas or bad ideas. It's just going out and really kicking ass on any idea and trying to get some traction on that.
Now, what if you have a wife and kids making a steady paycheck in a 9-to-5? Is this still possible, what we're talking about here? And isn't this just for the 20 or something single guys roaming around Southeast Asia or even in New York City?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question because, you know, normally we hear from these guys when we're talking about lifestyle design, when we're talking about lifestyle businesses. And, you know, if you're just roaming around Southeast Asia, you just need probably $1,000 each month to make a living. So it's quite easy to create a lifestyle business and then just be a single guy or a single girl just traveling around Southeast Asia. I mean, I'm approaching 40 and I have a girlfriend and, you know, two kids and a rabbit. So, I mean, I'm probably the typical person to do this kind of things. But I'm also, you know, the older I get, the more lazy I become. So, I like, you know, traveling and stuff like that, but, you know, it also has to make sense. And I really want to tell people that it can be done, even though you're, you know, approaching 60s or just being 15. I mean, I just talked with a girl who's just, you know, now traveling in Malaysia and Singapore, Australia, and just now settling down in Thailand. And she's traveling with her husband and four kids, you know, aged from 1 to 12. So it's possible, even though you have a big family, to do this. It's just to show that, you know, everybody can do this. If you're young or if you're, you know, in your senior years, everybody can do this.
How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about the Lifestyle Business Rockstar online?
Absolutely. You can get the grab a copy of the Lifestyle Business Rockstar on lifestylebusinessrockstar.com. And right now, actually, I'm giving away 1,000 copies for free if you just pay for shipping and handling. But you can also find me on my blog and read a bit more about me on my blog. It's retiremyass.com.
And in conclusion, what advice would you like to share as a bonus on the topic that we have been covering today?
A lot of people actually, stop up and throw it all in by saying that they're not any, tech whizzes and not technical and can't create a website if they need to create, an online e-commerce store or something like that. But, you don't need to be a tech whiz to get a professional $5,000 website. You can do that in 1 hour and $100 by choosing any cheap hosting package out there, installing WordPress, buying a $50 WordPress theme professional design, and getting a logo designed on Fiverr.com. And anybody can do that. And I think that's a big show up of a lot of people who is not seeing themselves as a tech guy or tech girl.
Really been good to have had you coming to us from Denmark this morning, afternoon there. He is Rasmus Lindgren, author of The Lifestyle Business Rockstar, Quit Your 9-to-5, Kick-Ass Work Less, and Live More, which is a guide to prioritizing your life and achieving work-life balance by starting a lifestyle business. And the website, once again, of reference is lifestylebusiness.com. Rockstar.com. His blog is retiremyass.com. And you can follow him on Twitter as well at Rasmus L. Rasmus, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.